are back here. Cal Baptist versus Dominican University of California. And we now will be announcing the starters. First off, for the visiting Lancers from Cal Baptist, they're going to send out Jordan Sicko, the 5'10 redshirt junior from Chino Hills. The libero today is going to be Tori Hinderaker, the 5'7 sophomore from Long Beach. Jessica Harris will be getting the start as the middle blocker, the 6-foot sophomore from San Diego, California. And we talked about Michelle Weber. She's getting the start at the outside hitting position, the redshirt senior from Wildemore, California. Transfers from San Diego State, which is a D1 talent, coming in here to play for Cal Baptist. And also playing outside hitter will be Lauren Hackett, the 6'2 freshman from Covington, Washington. And rounding out the starting lineup for the Lancers is going to be Kiera Brunson, the middle blocker, stands at 6 foot tall and also a freshman. For your home team, Dominican Penguins, the libero getting her fifth consecutive start since the injury to their starting libero, Amanda Lee, Sari Kwan. Also playing outside hitter for the Penguins will be Amy Steinwan, the 5'8 freshman from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Starting in the middle block position will be Megan Callen, the 6'1 senior from Laverne, California. Her partner in crime will be Samantha Raines, the team leader in block, the 6-foot senior from Placerville, California. And the setter who's done a great job really all season, Hannah Smith, getting the start, the 5'6 sophomore from Reno, Nevada. Pilkerton will get the start on the opposite hitter, standing at 5'11 from Michigan. And rounding out the starting lineup for your Penguins will be Madeline Pallison, the 5'10 sophomore from Oregon. That's the lineup Coach Stammer's going with. And what's one thing that the Penguins need to do on the offensive side of the ball to get things going early?
I think you involve Steinwan and Pallison. That's been their whole game plan the entire season. Get it to the outside, and it starts with Hannah Smith. Her sets have been on point. If she can continue, I think the Penguins stand a good chance tonight. Plus, every time Pilkerton is involved in the offense, the Penguins have succeeded. And in order to succeed, they're going to have to handle when the Cal Baptist Lancers are serving. Control that serve.
You're listening to PacWest volleyball action here at radio.dominican.edu. Penguins dropped a tough one yesterday against a conference really top dog in Point Loma. They dropped it 3-1. Now they're facing another top opponent in Cal Baptist. We'll see what they can do here in the Collins Center, as it is their second consecutive home game. And we will be back tomorrow as well with another home game against Azusa Pacific, and that's another one of those good teams. So a tough homestand here for Gale Stammer and the Penguins, but they expect a lot from this year's team, so let's see how they can rebound from a tough loss yesterday.
And three games and three nights, that is not easy. And the quality of opponent does not drop off much from the Sea Lions. The Lancers are going to bring it just like Point Loma did, so the Penguins are in for another tough challenge.
And just getting ready to start as the refs just have a little conversation to make sure they're all on the same page here before we get this first set underway. Dominican University, like we said, 2-9, 0-3 in PacWest play. And we talked to Coach Stammer about a week ago, and she said that this team's goal is to be in the top four in conference play. So if they want to get to that goal, they're going to need to win today and make a statement early.
Oh, yeah, you got to beat the good teams in order to get into top four. This is one of them.
And this is going to be a nice early test for her team at home as we do get the whistle to get play underway. Going back to serve for the Lancers is Michelle Weber, the 6'3", red shirt senior. Her serve handled by Steinwan. Nice set from Smith. Back to Steinwan. Blocked, and the Lancers hold it. Set. No, a nice quick little dip over. Penguins were there to stop the attempt. Now Lancers set it. Left wing. Kill attempt from Lauren Hackett is good. She's a team leader in kills, and we saw why right there on the left side.
Whether it's Weber or Hackett, it's going to be the left or the right side all night. Penguins are going to have to control the freshman, Lauren Hackett.
Going back to serve is Weber with the Lancers up 1-0 here in set one. Pallison with an awkward handle. Ball bounces out of bounds. 2-0 lead early on for the Lancers.
And we saw this too many times last night. These serves are right to Pallison or Reggio Curley on the other side, and they're just mishandled off the bump.
And it's very important to set up your offense to get that first pass right to your setter. This time Pallison does exactly that. Smith back set to Raines. Raines blocked by the Lancers, and that's a point. A double block from both Weber and Hackett. Don't know who got a hand on it, but Lancers up 3-0.
Well, you have two ladies at 6'2". That is a monstrous wall that they're forming.
Going back to serve for her fourth consecutive serve is Weber. This time to the libero, Kwan. Smith over to Steinwan. Steinwan knocks it down for the first Dominican point of the set one.
So if you can't challenge the wall, go quickly and go towards the back row. And Steinwan with nice placement.
Samantha Raines faked the back, spike there, kill attempt, then went to Steinwan on the other side for a nice point. Now Steinwan serve, nice, handled by the Lancers. They go over to Hackett, and Hackett knocks it down once again from the left side. Raines got a piece of it, but the ball deflected out of bounds. They couldn't chase it down, and the Lancers are now up 4-1. Going back to serve is the libero, Tori Hinderaker. Her serve up in the air, now over. Nice diving dig by Steinwand to handle the serve. Samantha Raines dumps it over softly. Set by the Lancers. Hackett once again. This time, Steinwand's there to have it. Palson, her awkward hit attempt is stopped by the Lancers. Now back row attack. Smith can't handle the kill attempt, and it falls as Pilkerton tried to chase it down. Point to the Lancers. Score 5-1 here in set number one in the Collins Center. This is the fourth PacWest game for the Penguins, looking to get their first victory in conference play. Back to serve, Lancers have it. Goes out of bounds, and a service error for the Lancers. Point Penguins. 5-2 here, early in set one. Back to serve is Samantha Raines. Coming in for Coach Stammer is Pilkerton. Nice serve by Samantha Raines, but a quick set to spike, and that was Jessica Harris who got the left hand in it, knocked it down, and a 6 point for the Lancers.
And just like the Penguins were doing, the Lancers go quickly, and that was a beautiful set by Harris.
6-2, Lancers up early in set one. We talked about the key for the Penguins, need to be to start quickly. Unfortunately, didn't get it here in set one. We'll see how they answer. Sorry, Kwan handles the serve. Smith with a lift attempt, and it's called by the ref there. 7-2, Lancers.
What almost looked like Pilkerton was going to charge and make a play on that ball, but she was setting up on the outside for a potential set from Smith. Therefore, the lift.
Jordan Sicko back to serve again. Diving dig by Steinwand. Callen with a kill attempt, and they're going to call a net infraction on the Lancers. So Callen gets the point there for the Penguins, 7-3.
And it looked like that was the middle blocker, Jessica Harris, getting over and touching the net.
Back to serve for the Penguins is Pilkerton, the lefty. She has at the hip, now tosses it up, hits it over. Handled by the Lancers. Awkward set attempt, so they just get it over. And into the net, they couldn't even get it over. Point Penguins. And really, it started with a bad set there from the libero, Tori Hinderaker. Really caused the attack from Jenna Perry to be off and awkward, and she went straight into the net for the Penguin point. Now serve handle, Perry this time with a kill. She knocks it down. A better set there, set up Perry perfectly on the left side. The outside hitter from Laguna Hills, 8 points for the Lancers.
Well, Pilkerton and Smith got caught way in the middle, and on the outside came flying the sophomore Jenna Perry for the easy kill into the open space.
Back to serve is Kristen McCord, the 5'9 junior from Saugus, California. She throws it up. It's over to the back row. Steinwand, Smith with a bump set there. Steinwand with the kill. Nicely done as it banks off the wall. Hit the Lancer first, then ricocheted off the wall because it was hit so hard. Beautiful kill from Steinwand.
And that's not easy to do from Hannah Smith. She had to just bump it so lightly so Steinwand could run from her back line and just deliver a bullet.
Back to serve is Palson, and just entering for Coach Stammer and the Penguins is Logue Wadiche. She takes the place of Pilkerton. Palson serve to Hinderaker. She handles it. Back set to Hackett on the right side. No, it's going to be Jenna Perry. This time she moved from the left to the right and got a nice kill there off the block attempt from Callen. Point to the Lancers.
Well, it was one-on-one, Perry versus Callen, and Perry's just got a little height advantage at 6'1", able to take advantage of that matchup.
Back to serve, Jessica Harris. She throws it up to the back row. Logue Wadiche handles it. The freshman over to Steinwand, another freshman. That block attempt off the wall and almost hits Swanee and I in the face. Steinwand with another killer attempt and kill. She gets it down. That's two in a row we've seen from Steinwand just rip off the block.
And Steinwand goes right back at Perry, and she wins that battle.
9-6 here in set one. Penguins trail by three. Sari Kwan to serve. A little long, but stays in bounds. Set from the Lancers. Left side awkwardly, and Hackett went up to jump. Couldn't quite get there. Point Penguins.
Well, we saw McCord in warmups have a little trouble with the set. She was going a little wide, and that time Weber had no chance as that set sailed out of bounds.
Sari Kwan back to serve again. This one much better as it falls right in front of the Lancer opponent. She gets it down, and Weber just knocks it over. Now Penguins just dump it over there. Really, no one settled the ball yet and got a good rally here as it bounced back and forth from two teams on both sides of the net. It ended up being a kill for the Lancers. No team could really settle possession there.
And that was Kira Brunson. And that ball just hovered right over the net into the kill zone. All she had to do was hit it straight down.
Going back to serve is Jenna Perry, the sophomore, standing at 6-1. Her serve finds Logudice. She handles it. Quick set for Reigns. Lancers are there. Now back row attack from Perry. Nice diving save by Kwan. Saved by Logudice. Smith just has to get it over. Now Lancers set up for their second attack in a row. This time it's Hackett. No, can't stop it. Penguins over there. And into the net is Steinwand. They're going to give the point to the Lancers. No block there. They're going to call it into the net at Lancer point. And Michelle Weber and Lauren Hackett, they create quite a tandem there up front. And then you throw in Perry. This is a very good attacking Lancer team. We're seeing it here early on in set number one, 11-7, as the Lancers lead. Serve goes off the net, but Reigns is there. Johnny on the spot to save it. Steinwand, kill attempt. She knocks it down. Three times in a row for Steinwand, finding that right sideline. She gets the point, 11-8, Penguins trail.
And keep feeding Steinwand, but Reigns wasn't even looking towards the net after the ball ricocheted, and she did well just to keep it alive to Smith.
Hannah Smith with the serve, handled by the Lancers. Right side attack is Kira Brunson blocked. Lancers still have it. Left side, Weber. And Paulson's there to have the dig. Pilkerton now, her attack no good. Lancers get a nice set over to Weber again. This time she hits it to the right sideline and finds a hole, point Lancers.
And that was straight diagonal on her kill attempt. It wasn't a good set again, but Weber just got enough of a roll shot that it had a nice dive and no one was across court for the Penguins.
12-8, Lancers lead as Coach Stammer's gonna take her first timeout of the match. You listen to Mike Temple, Alex Swan at radio.dominican.edu, and we'll be back with more volleyball. Welcome back to the Collins Center here at radio.dominican.edu. And we got a little bit of a close match right here in set number one. It's 12-8, Lancers lead. Penguins have made a little bit of a rally here to get things tighter. And what we've seen is a lot of Hackett and a lot of Weber for the Lancers, but the Penguins trying to counter with both Reigns and Steinwand blocking attempts. So we'll see what gets going here and what bends. Lancers back to serve. It's going to be Weber. She goes back row to Steinwand. Nice pass. Smith back to Steinwand. Steinwand killed, dug out by the Lancers. Ball back with the Penguins. Back set for Steinwand. Steinwand's got the hot hand, and she knocks another one down. Go back to Steinwand because it's working. 12-9 now. Penguins trail just by three here in set one. Didn't start out the way they wanted to, but they've started to close that gap, and they're playing much better volleyball here in the mid part of set number one. Back to serve, Steinwand. She has a killer serve. Nice topspin, diving dig from the Lancers. Left side is Hackett. She goes soft for once. Penguins didn't know what to do. They dump it over back. Hackett's there to get it down and get the kill.
Well, she went.
You're good.
She went soft, and that caused Smith and Paulson to kind of come together, and that left no one on the right side for the second attempt for Hackett's kill.
13-9, Hinderaker back to serve. Sorry, Kwan's there. Back set. Pilkerton just fists it over right hand. Are they going to call? No, nothing called, and Penguins get the point. I was waiting there. It looked like a little hesitation from the refs. Pilkerton with an awkward fist kill there, but it fell right before the diving Hackett. Point to the Penguins. Reigns back to serve, 13-10. The senior, nice serve. Weber's there. Set, this time kill attempt by Jessica Harris. She knocks it down. The 6-foot middle blocker working from the middle there from San Diego. She knocked it down.
That was a beautiful, just quick set from Seiko right to Harris. Wasn't too high over the net. Left enough room for Harris just to punch it.
And Seiko back to serve now. She gets it over. Sorry, Kwan has to do a nice dig. Callen goes up for the kill. Blocked by the double block from Lauren Hackett and Jenna Perry. I think Hackett got the hand on it. 15-10 Lancers. Back to serve once again is Seiko, the 5'10 redshirt junior from Chino Hills. She starts all the way back where the Penguin wall is. Runs all the way up, throws it over. Sorry, Kwan. over to Pallison. Pallison tries to find the left sideline, can't. Goes a little too long, 16-10, as the Lancers have got three consecutive points.
And Pallison loves a cross-court kill, and she had a little opening where Hinderaker wasn't there, just a little long.
Back to serve again is Seiko. She runs up, hits it over. Just hits the net. Pallison's there, though. Back set from Smith. Pelkerton left-handed. This time blocked, but Penguins keep it alive. Pallison, she goes to go cross-court. This time the Lancers are there. Back row attempt. Bad communication as they just have to dump it over. Lee, oh, down to Callen. Callen, nice kill, but the Lancers there. Now another, they just dump it over. Does it get over? Yes, barely over the net. Penguins have it. Callen, quick set kill. Lancers are there. Hinderaker over to Hackett. Hackett into the block. Pilkerton blocked it, kept it alive. Smith, back row Steinwand, her kill. Rims the net, stayed alive. Lancers have it. Their back row attempt is Weber, and a diving attempt by Callen couldn't get their point, Lancers.
In a back and forth rally, it finally came to Weber in the back. She went cross court into the back left corner for Smith, where she just couldn't handle it, and it fumbled off her hands.
Penguins needed that point. Didn't get it, so we'll see how they answer here. 17-10 as the awkward serve forced a dive from Pilkerton. Kwan has it now. Pilkerton goes soft with the left hand. Lancers are there. Set. They're going to Hackett. Left wing kill. Hackett, the team leader in kills, gets it on the left side and knocked it down.
Picture perfect set from Jordan Seiko. Hackett right there came flying in on the left side from her outside hitter position. And she knew what to do with it.
Seiko's sixth consecutive serve here as she's causing some problems. She just loops it over like a rainbow. Smith goes to a back row attack. Steinwand. Steinwand has the hot hand, but this time goes straight into the net. Point, Lancers. Things starting to gap a little after the timeout that Coach Stammer took. And she's going to have to take another one here as right on the spot. 19-10, Lancers lead. And really, it was 13-10 after the timeout. Lancers come out, reel off six consecutive points. What have you seen coming out of the timeout, both for the Penguins and the Lancers? What's working for the Lancers and what's not working for the Penguins here?
Well, what happened was wherever the Penguins were looking to hit it, there was great defensive rotation by the Lancers. There were some furious rallies that the Penguins could have easily reeled off three or four points, but good defense and great digs by the Lancers to keep the possession alive. And in return, they won all those points. That's a huge shift. Instead, maybe 15-13, it's 19-10.
And we're here in set one. Lancers up 19-10. Lancers on the season 7-4, but 3-0 in conference. Picked to be one of the top three teams in Pac West play. So we knew coming in that the Penguins were going to be tested. But we've liked what we've seen from the depth. We've liked what we've seen from the youth of this Penguin team. And they're better than their 2-9 record suggests.
Of course. And they'll only continue to grow. And you're getting tested early in conference. This Cal Baptist team hasn't even lost a set in conference play. They've won 9 consecutive sets in a row. So you try to do your best to derail the train.
You're listening to Mike Temple, Alex Swan, radio.dominican.edu here with Pac West volleyball action. And we will be back tomorrow for the game against Azusa Pacific at Saturday at 7 o'clock. So you can also tune in here for that one, as it will be the end of a 3 consecutive game homestand there for the Penguins. So we'll see how they play against Azusa Pacific. But first, we have game against Cal Baptist Lancers right now. Set 1, 19-10, Lancers lead. Going back to serve is Jordan Carter. She goes back row to Kwan. Kwan couldn't quite handle it as the Lancers go for a kill attempt, but Callen's there to dive and get the dig. Pallison left side, her attack dug out by Hackett. Hackett over to Weber. Weber dumps it over. Steinwand's there. This time, Pilkerton tried to go cross court with the kill, and it hit the net, fell on the Penguin side, point to the Lancers.
And right as Pilkerton was going up for a kill, Sari Kwan came right over and almost got in her way, and I think it surprised Pilkerton a little bit.
20-10 as the Lancers have kind of gapped this first set. Smith back set to Pilkerton. Pilkerton, nice kill, but Weber's there. Set for the Lancers, it's Hackett. Hackett didn't quite get enough skin on it there as the Penguins were there to cover. And Pallison tries to find the back row, but it sails a little long. 21-10, Lancers lead with the serve.
That's the second time Pallison has tried to go searching for the back row, but came up a little empty.
And coming in for the first time in set number one is going to be Regio Curley. She's taking the place of Pallison as Pallison's getting a little talk with Coach Gail Stammer. Set by Smith. They're going to find Regio Curley. Regio Curley goes into the block, knocks it down. Lancers couldn't chase it down. Rizzio Curley comes in for the first point and gets a kill, 21-11.
Comes off the bench and delivers right away. I haven't seen that from Rizzio Curley yet in conference play. That was a hard swing.
Goes to really tell about the depth of this team, and it's another freshman there, and Rizzio Curley with a nice kill. Pilkerton with the serve. Lancers have a back set for Hackett. Hackett into the net. Point Penguins, 2 points in a row.
Oh, and you just saw her kind of grimace as she knew she had a nice kill attempt set up, just blasted it right into the net.
That is the team leader in kills for the Lancers. She has 148 coming into this one. Pilkerton back to serve the lefty. Goes long. Does she find the line? Yes, she does. Service ace. Pilkerton gets the point. 21-13. Here come the Penguins.
It was towards the back. Hinderaker had a split decision if she was going to let it go or try to bump it. And she let it go and got burned.
Pilkerton, fourth consecutive serve. She goes same back to Hinderaker. She, nice pass over left side's Perry. But right on the spot is Pilkerton. Back row attack, Steinwan. That's over to Weber. Weber handled. Now Hackett dumps it over softly. Callen's there. Set for Rizzio Curley. Rizzio Curley just tries to dump it over. Weber, nice backward set there to find Pilkerton. Pilkerton over Smith. Smith trickily knocks it over. Back and forth action point Penguins.
And she saw an open gap. Perry was not there. Neither was Harris. Beautiful dump by Smith. We saw her do it last night. She's crafty.
21-14, Penguins trail. Pilkerton once again serving. Weber can't handle it, but they do chase it down. Can they get it over on the third hit? Yes, they can. Kwan to Smith. Smith cross court to Rizzio Curley. Into the block again. I think we've seen that before. Another point. Penguins 21-15.
And Rizzio Curley isn't challenging anyone. She's challenging Hackett, and that's two battles she's won.
21-15, Penguins making a run here in set number one. If anything, this does a lot for the momentum, but Pilkerton, service air, not what you want to see. Gives the service back to the Lancers alongside another point.
You just used the perfect word, momentum. Penguins had all the momentum, and we see with this young team, once they have that momentum, somehow they give it back, and that service error is huge.
Lauren Hackett now back to serve for the Lancers. She throws it up, hits it to Kwan. Kwan with a bad pass as it hangs up in the air. Penguins still have it. Rizzio Curley goes into the block again, this time not as hard, so the Lancers were able to save it. Left side, Weber. Weber, kill, blocked, but ricocheted to the Penguin. Rizzio Curley tries to go cross court, miss hit, goes into the net. Point to the Lancers. 23-15 here. Lancers lead in set number one. Penguins putting up a nice fight as the game was 11-point deficit for the Penguins, but they've ended up cutting it into a little bit here. 23-15. Service error from Hackett straight into the net. Point Penguins as they need to make a run now. 23-16.
Well, they just caught a huge break as Hackett went into the net on her serve. Now the Penguins have to find a way to keep this possession, grind back slowly, and manipulate the way the Lancers have played.
Coming in for the Lancers is going to be Kristen McCord taking the place of Hackett. Back to serve is Rizzio Curley, and she gives back the point as she has a service air of her own. And the Lancers now 1 point away from taking set number one here, 24-16. Going back to try to get that set point will be Jessica Harris, the 6 foot sophomore from San Diego. Plays middle blocker. See how she serves here. She tosses it up. It's over the net. Palson, nice handle, pass Smith, over to Steinwan, into the block. Lancers have it, set. They're going right side to Perry. Perry finds the corner, nice little kill there. She went soft, but went where no one was. 25-16, Lancers take set number one. And really, what went back and forth there for a little bit, Lancers kind of gapped it. Penguins cut the gap, and the Lancers were able to reel off 4 consecutive points to take the set. And we'll be back at radio.dominican.edu with set number 2.
And we are back here at radio.dominican.edu for set number two as the Dominican Penguins are hosting the Cal Baptist Lancers. The Lancers took set number one, 25-16. And in this second set, Coach Stammer breaks the huddle with Quan, Smith, Powelson, Pilkerton, Raines, and Callen.
It's going to be important that the Penguins get a quick start here in set number two. They didn't get that done in set number one, and they fell behind. We're able to make a run, but not close the gap enough.
Smith will serve, and already it hits the back line. Service ace for Hannah Smith, 1-0.
Well, that's a quick start if I've ever seen one. A nice service ace right off the bat by Hannah Smith.
Second serve into the back for Weber. Cross court set for Hackett, right into the middle to Steinwand. Back set for Pilkerton, blocked. Penguins still have possession. Reset. Back row attempt for Powelson over into the Lancer territory, and it came right to Hackett, who punched it straight down. Game tied at one.
Well, that's a picture-perfect plan there if you're the Lancers. Get the ball to Hackett on a nice set right on that left side. Nothing the Penguins can do there. She killed it down perfectly.
And Hackett had four kills in that first set as the service is over to the Penguin territory. Back set for Pilkerton. She just has to tip it over. They're going to set for the tip, and it was Harris. Inbounds, point to the Lancers, 2-1.
We had two Penguins there, Pilkerton and Smith, diving at one spot. Pilkerton got a hand on it, and Smith would have been there. Probably Pilkerton didn't touch it, but no way you could have known that. Nice effort by both.
Hinderaker serves into the left corner, bumped by Steinwand, right to Smith. She gets the set back, and Steinwand with the kill, 2-2.
Steinwand looks like she has a little extra on her kills tonight. She's hitting with a lot of force, a lot of fury behind that right arm attack, and another kill for her.
She's got seven on the night. Had nine last night. Well on her way to that. Here's her serve in the back row to Weber. They set up Harris right to Steinwand as she was hustling back to her position but couldn't handle it. Point to the Lancers, 3-2.
Another unfortunate bounce for the Penguins. They got a hand on it, but no one was there. As, like you said, Steinwand tried to recover back to her position, just not in time.
Here's Seiko to serve. It's deep into the left corner, and out of bounds, point to the Penguins, service error, 3-3.
Seiko thought she found that line. She gave a little jump of excitement, but then the refs call it out of bounds. Things knotted up here.
Callen comes into the game. Rain serves into the back towards Hinderaker. They set up. Hackett, it's blocked. Lancers still have it. Cross court, over to Perry. Nice dig by Smith. Callen tips it over. Lancers have it again. Back set for Hackett, blocked. Lancers are going to try it one more time. They're going to Hackett again. Reigns with a nice dig into the back. Smith sets for Callen, the tip off of Hackett. Lancers scrambling. Desperation hit. It gets over the net. Callen tips it straight back over. Point to the Penguins, 4-3.
That was a huge rally for the Penguins to win. Now they take the lead. And Callen with a great job there. Knocked it over twice that time. Miscommunication from the Lancers led to a huge point.
Reigns serving again. Left corner. Hackett with the dig. Now she gets the serve back. And her kill attempt is into the back row towards Reigns. It came to Callen. She tried to swing it over quickly. Now Hackett with the hard swing. Back to Reigns. Comes to Callen. Quick tip over the net, and she's done it again. 5-3. Penguins are up by two.
How about that? Callen two times in a row with beautiful kills there. That one bounced off three different Lancers, and neither of them could get it over the net. Point Penguins.
Reigns, another serve. Hinderaker comes all the way over from her libero position to handle it. It was set up for Perry, out of bounds. Point to the Penguins, 6-3.
Just the start they needed here to answer from that set one defeat. They come back, now have a three-point lead. Can they step on the gas and really pull away from the Lancers here?
Reigns has been delivering great serves right to Hinderaker in the back. The set for Harris, a nice tip over the net. Lancers stopped the bleeding, 6-4.
That one just out of the reach of Smith there as she dove to try to get it, but a nice, really spot placement there by Jessica Harris to just put it right in front of Smith to where she couldn't get it.
Kristen McCord now back to serve for the Lancers, and she is second on the team with 13 service aces. This one goes long and out of bounds. Service error, 7-4, Penguins up by three.
And I thought you had it right there on the call. I thought that might have hit the line, but the ref, who's way closer than us, saw it, went a little too deep. Point for the Penguins.
So now here's Pilkerton. She serves. Nice serve down the line. Service ace, 8-4.
How about this? You got to build on the momentum if you're Coach Stammer and the Penguins. 8-4, this is the best they've looked probably in their five home games here in the Collins Center.
Pokerton, another serve right to Hinderaker. The set, back row, Perry, kill. Well done by the Lancers, 8-5.
And that's going to happen when you have such a great front line there. You have Hackett, Waver, Perry. So many good attacksmen for the Lancers to call on. That was a nicely drawn play, and it worked out for them to get the point.
So into the game comes Loguidice for Pilkerton. It's 8-5. Harris to serve. Deep into the corner, right to Paulson. She handles it. Back set for Callen. Beautiful play. Callen with the kill. That's her third. 9-5.
And we didn't see too much from Callen in the first set, but right now they're calling on her number a lot. That's three, like you just said, in this set alone. And a nice attack there on the right side.
So Paulson will serve. It's a good one. Dives right in front of Perry. Now they're going to set up Waber on the left side. Nice kill as it got by Kwan, 9-6.
Yeah, that was a quick set there to get Waber active. Penguins weren't quite there as they were scrambling a little bit, and Waber just knocked it down right by the 10-foot line.
The sophomore, Jenna Perry, serves for the Lancers. Right to Loguidice. Over to Steinwan, nice kill attempt, but a beautiful dig by Hinderaker. Lancers at an attempt, Waber's tip, handled by the Penguins nicely. Quick dump from Smith, she's got another one, 10-6.
She's too good at that, it's not even healthy. Well, another job on the two set there, tricked the Lancers, no one was even close to the ball, falls right in front of them. Nice point for the Penguins.
And Kwan, the libero, will serve for the Penguins. Hinderaker dives to keep it alive, setting up Waber right side. Beautiful cross-court kill as she beat Paulson, 10-7.
Yeah, Paulson and Kwan were just a little too far. That was a nice placement for the Lancer point.
Now Waber will serve. And we got a substitution as Hackett's going to quickly check in from the bench. She'll come in for McCord. So a little more height in for Coach Higa.
And the Penguins looking to give the first set defeat here to the Lancers in conference play.
Waber, nice serve, but Kwan was there for a beautiful dig. Back set for Steinwan. Hackett comes in. She has the emphatic block right back. It's Steinwan. Point to the Lancers, 10-8.
And you said that the coach for the Lancers brought in the size, and you saw it right there. They sent a double block there with Hackett and Perry. No, Hackett and Brunson, and they got the nice block there from Hackett.
Waber, deep serve, out of bounds, point to the Penguins, 11-8. And now a substitution, and Pilkerton will come into the game.
And the freshman, Loguidice, is getting some nice playing time here, both in set one and set two. She's done a nice job off the bench.
Smith serves, back left corner to Waber, nice handle, and a quick kill attempt from Brunson was blocked by Reigns and Steinwand. Point to the Penguins, 13-8.
She had 45 blocks coming into this match, and we saw Rye right there. Nice height, beautiful timing to get the block at its highest point and knock it down.
Smith serves. It's deep. Perry bumps it way over to the Penguins' territory now. Now the set for Steinwan. It ricochets off Brunson and out of bounds. Point to the Penguins, 14-8.
Yeah, that all started with a nice set there. a nice set there by Samantha Raines. Not really used to setting the ball for the Penguins, but she got Steinwan active on the left side for a nice kill.
Timeout, Lancers. It's 13-8. Penguins up by 5. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back. Back here in the Conlin Center, the Penguins have a 5-point advantage against the Lancers with service possession out of the side out. Smith with the serve, a nice one. It comes over to Weber. It went over the net. Steinwan tried to quickly get it back. Now the Lancers have it. Quick swing from Hackett. Comes to Kwan. Now the set for Pilkerton, and her swing is wide. Point to the Lancers, 13-9.
One thing I've noticed just from these first two sets is when the Penguins try to go cross-court, it's not really working for them. When they go straight into the blocks, that's where they're seeing more success, both with Steinwan and Pilkerton. So let's see if they adjust to that.
Hinderaker will serve. Dug out by Pallison. Now she's going to get the set back from Smith. Ricocheted off of Hackett. Here's the set. Blocked by Raines. As that was Harris trying to challenge her, and Raines sent it back for her 46th block. 14-9. Penguins back up by 5.
Yeah, two blocks in this set alone there. Samantha Raines, nice timing once again. Knocked it right back in the face of the Lancer.
Steinwan, nice serve. Into the back corner. They're setting up Harris in a nice kill as it went cross court. Kwan couldn't get there. 14-10.
That was just perfect execution by the Lancers. They went quick back set, so none of the Penguins could scramble and get to the position where they needed to be. And a nice kill there for a Lancer player.
Seiko now will serve to Kwan. Now to Smith. Set up for Pilkerton. She just has to tip it over. Now the Lancers have it. The set to Hackett. Hard swing handled by Steinwan. And Pilkerton had a swing blocked by Hackett and Harris. Lancers creeping back 14-11.
Yeah, good back and forth action for both teams here in set number two. Evenly matched. You know, that's what we like to see from a Penguins supporter.
Seiko again. Deep serve. Steinwan with the dig. Right to Smith. Cross court all the way to Pallison. She tries a hard swing into the back row. Set for Weber. It's in. Oh, wow. As it just hit the line. What a swing from Weber with great control. 14-12.
That looked out from here. Looked like it sailed a little past that wide line. Like I said earlier, ref has a better view than me. He calls it in, and Coach Stammer forced to take a timeout.
She wants to stop the bleeding as the Penguins were up 14-9. Now it's 14-12. We've seen teams go on runs against the Penguins tempo, and this is a crucial second set. They want to try to even this up. They don't want to go down 2-0. What can they do to kind of stop the bleeding and get back at the Lancers?
Yeah, you said it right there. They can't go down 2-0 to the Lancers here. We saw it yesterday against the Sea Lions from Point Loma, another very good team like the Lancers are. If you get down 2-0, like a team like that, you're pretty much setting it in, because these teams are at the top of the conference for a reason. You need to make sure that you even at this set, get the momentum back on your side. You had a nice lead. You can't let them crawl back into this one if you're a Penguin fan and if you're Coach Sammer here. So we'll see how they do coming out of this timeout. Last time out of the timeout, they struggled a little bit. That's when the Lancers were on their run. So we'll see what we get from here.
And for Coach Stammer, will she involve Pallison? Pallison doesn't have a kill tonight, and she leads the team.
Yes, we've seen her try to go cross court, and we've seen her both try to the nice slow and soft attempts, but neither seems to be working early on, so let's see if she can get going off the timeout in set number two.
So action back here in the Conlin Center. Seiko still with service possession. The Penguins up by 2. Here's the serve. It's into the back row to Steinwan. She controls it. Now the back set from Smith. It goes to Steinwan. Hard attempt kill. Lancers have it. Perry, her swing is a little bit long, controlled by Kwan. Comes over to Paulson. Her tip is right to Hackett. And a nice tip, but a dive by Reggio Curley to keep it alive. Lancers still have it. Harris trying to work the tip again. It's out of bounds. Point to the Penguins, 15-12.
Nice job from Smith over there. She handled about 3 kill attempts from the Lancers just on that point alone. She kept play alive for the Penguins. They were able to watch the ball go out of bounds for a point.
Rain serving. It's a good one. Hinderaker has trouble. Now over to Hackett. Lancer's going to have to get it over with the two-hand set from Harris. And a kill from Callen. It's long. Lancers down by 2, 15-13.
Callen has had a very good second set. That time just got the kill a little too long. And she was hoping for a kind of like a block attempt so that way it could ricochet. No one from the Lancers got a piece of it and sailed just a bit far.
Kristen McCord checks in for Hackett. And she's back to serve. Into the net. That's her second service error, 16-3.
Yeah, McCord not happy with herself there, shaking her head, a little disappointed, hits her head now. 16-13, Penguins lead.
Pilkerton serving for the Penguins. Right to Hinderaker in the middle back row. Comes over, Weber serve. Pardon me, kill attempt is blocked by Callen. Right back at her and out of bounds. Weber couldn't handle it. Penguins up by 4, 17-13.
Smith only at 5-6 went up to set up that double block with Callen just for the mere fact to make the Lancer hit it the other way, and Callen got the block.
And Pilkerton's serve is a little bit long. Service error, 17-14.
You can't make unforced errors if you're the Penguins right now. 0-3 in conference, looking for your first conference win against a team who's undefeated in PacWest play. You can't give them free points like they just did there.
Loguiduce comes in for Pilkerton, and now Harris will serve for the Lancers. It's a good one. It was tough for Paulson to handle. It came to Callen. She just had to tip it over lightly. The set for Perry. Left side, and it's into the net. It was a point-blank spike attempt. Perry couldn't get it over. Penguins with the point, 18-14.
You can see frustration starting to set in a little bit for the Lancers. They expect to take these in clean sets right now, struggling a little bit with the feisty Penguin team.
Paulson serve down the right alley to Weber. She's going to get the set back, and it's a hard kill down the line for the point. As she had a quick swing, it ricocheted off Paulson's hands and went right back to Weber, and she had another tough swing, and this time it was in bounds. 18-15, Perry will serve for the Lancers. Right to Paulson, down the left alley. Set cross court for Steinwand, and that's a little bit wide. Out of bounds, 18-16. Penguins down by 2. Perry will serve again. Her serve is right in the middle. Paulson with a beautiful bump to Smith. The back set for Callen. It ricochets and it hits Perry off of the roof. And that's a point to the Penguins, 19-16.
Yeah, it can go off of the roof as long as it doesn't go onto the other side. That time it hit the top of the ceiling here in the Collins Center and sailed over to the Penguins side. So the Penguins get the point off that one.
So a powerful swing by Callen, and she checks out. Kwan comes in. She serves right to Hinderaker. The set, left side for Weber, blocked. Penguins controlling. Smith tries the dump, and a double hit by Brunson. Point to the Penguins. They're in the red zone, 20-16.
Yeah, Brunson got the block and then was the next person to hit it, so that's counted as a double hit there. Penguins now 5 points away. Like you said, they're in the red zone. Can they close this one out and even sets up at one?
And the coach, Brandon Higa, is getting a quick explanation.
Alongside the captain for the Lancers, over there is Seiko.
Just explaining what happened there on the double hit. It will be Kwan to serve. Penguins are up 4, 20-16. Stammer says, can we get this game back on the road? And the explanation is concluded, so Kwan now will serve. Right into the back row. Hinderaker bumps it up. Now it's over to Weber. She had no chance to kill it, so she just gets it over with the two-handed bump. Set for Steinwand, and a beautiful kill. 21-16.
Steinwand's kills tonight have been so on point. She's hitting the ball so hard. That one, the Lancers couldn't do anything but try to get their hands on it. Ball ricochets 20 feet out of bounds. Fires up the Penguin bench as a timeout had to be called by the coach Hager of the Lancers.
Lancers down by 5, Penguins lead 21-16. We'll take a quick minute break, and we'll be right back on radio.dominican.edu. And that was the most intensity we saw in a Penguin huddle this year. They broke the huddle with a little extra pep in their step. They're up by five. Kwan to serve. Back row. Cross court set. Weber. Oh, and Pallison tried to dive with a nice dig. She couldn't get it. 21-17.
Coming out of the timeout, the Lancers set up the play perfectly. They get Weber on that left side. Beautiful set from the Lancer team, and it was literally just nice execution. Nothing the Penguins could do there.
Hackett checks back in. Weber will serve. Penguins trying to hold on and win set number two. Her serves right to Pallison. Back set for Reigns. Nice dig by Weber in the back. She's going to get the set from Harris. Kwan dives to keep it alive. Now it's to Pallison, but she's blocked by Brunson and Seiko. Point to the Lancers, 21-18.
Let's see if the Penguins can get back to calling some plays for Steinwand. She's been the hot hand both in these first two sets. Let's see if they can get the ball back to her.
Weber to serve again. Right down the pipe. Loguiduce handles it. Cross court set to Steinwand. She's blocked. Trying to keep it alive. The Penguins do. Smith just got to tip it over. Perry couldn't handle the easy set. It was a simple dump. Smith didn't want to panic and just get it over. Perry couldn't handle it. Point to the Penguins, 22-18.
Yeah, just a little bit to the right, but must have caught her by surprise because, in our opinion, easy to handle there, but Smith got the kill. Point for the Penguins.
Smith serves. Over to Hackett now. Her kill is dug out by Kwan in the back. Setting up Steinwand, blocked off of Reigns' head. Penguins keep possession. Smith just punches it over. Setting up Hackett right side for the kill. She stops the bleeding, 22-19.
Reigns was there. Really just got lucky and it hit off her head, like you said, and the Penguins were able to get the ball over and try to keep this point alive. But the Lancers do a nice job recovering, get it over, nice kill to get the point.
And Jessica Harris checks into the ball game for the Lancers. And now the referees are having a quick discussion. You know what they're talking about, Mike?
I saw the referee in the back wave her red flag in a circular motion about right before the kill happened for the Lancers. So I think that's what the head ref was talking to her about, but things seem to be settled now.
Score still the same, 22-19. Hinderaker serves into the back. Kwan handles it. Now Pallison and Steinwand had miscommunications. They just had to get it over the net. Cross court set for Hackett. Same result, 22-20. Lancers down by two.
Penguins need to close this set out. This is crucial for both the match and the early start of this PacWest play. They're going against a top team. They have a nice lead in set number two. Now things starting to crawl. I mean, get a little hairy here as the Lancers only trail by two following that timeout. So we'll see how they answer here.
Reggio Curley checks into the ball game. The serve right to Steinwand, and she took her eye off it. She was looking to set up Reigns off the bump, and right when the ball came to her hands, it ricocheted off straight down. Service ace for Hinderaker, 22-21. Here's her serve. Steinwand this time with a nice dig. Setting up for Steinwand. Ricochets. Perry tries to two-hand set over into the deep corner for Kwan. The set for Reigns. Her kill attempt was denied. Cross-court set for Hackett. Down the line again. Three straight points for Hackett. Game tied.
Let's see how this young Penguin team answers a nice rally back from the Lancers.
22-22. Hinderaker serves. Steinwand with the bump. She couldn't control it. It came to Hackett, and she went over the net, but Smith tried to block Hackett's attempt. She touched the net, point to the Lancers. They're up one now on a 6-0 run. Coach Stammer calls a timeout, and now the Lancers are 2 points away from taking set two.
Penguins had a big lead, trying to close out set number two and even things up at one set apiece. Now Lancers make their run. Coach Stammer calls a timeout. Penguins down one here in set two, still within reach, nothing too bad. It's only 23-22, but the Penguins need a point coming out of this timeout. Who do you think they try to get active? Do they go to Pallison, Pilkerton, Reigns, or do they go to Steinwand, who's at the hot hand?
Well, when they fed Steinwand, it has worked, but one struggle Steinwand has had is digging out serves. They've picked on her three times in a row, and her dig attempt has been a little wild. She hasn't been able to control it to a fellow Penguin teammate. And so if they can get that settled, of course, let Steinwand get a back row run and come up and try to kill one. But if that's not there and they got to scramble, I'd say you set up Reigns or maybe Pilkerton on that left side.
With Callen on the bench in this rotation, she's had four kills alone in this set. We'll see if they can get service back of the Penguins and maybe call on her to try to close this one out in here in set number two.
It's Pilkerton, Reigns, Steinwand, Riggio Curley, Kwan, and Smith for the Penguins. 23-22, Lancers up by one. The serve from Hinderaker, right to Riggio Curley. They're setting up Steinwand left side, nice tip. Hackett comes all the way over to save it. Now a two-handed set from Psycho, which went over the net, right to Kwan. It came over to Pilkerton, and she was able to kill it, 23-23.
They needed the answer, and they got it. Coming out of the timeout, Pilkerton, left-handed kill is good. Things knotted up at 23 apiece.
And Jordan Seiko continues to go with this two-handed set, kind of punches over into the corners. Penguins have been stiffing it out. Here's a serve from Steinwand, the tip from Hackett into the Penguin territory. Smith's left-handed swing won't go. Blocked by Reigns as Perry tried to go right at her in the middle block row. 24-23, Penguins with match point.
Sam Reigns, the senior, steps up once again, having a huge blocking set here in number two.
Rather, set point. Steinwand on the serve. Comes right to Psycho. Quick swing from Hackett is denied. Penguins have to tip it over with Callen, and they'll readjust. Now over to Hackett. Her swing dug out by Kwan. Smith has to run it down. It comes to Steinwand. Her swing from the back goes right over to Perry, and a nice tip from Harris. Smith couldn't handle it. 24-24.
You have to win by two, so this is not set point. Things not up at 24 apiece. We'll see what takes the lead here and gets the 25th point.
Seiko will serve. Off the net, Steinwand keeps it alive. Now the set, Riggio Curley off of Perry's hands and out of bounds. Penguins with a big answer, 25-24.
And you talked about in set one, partner, Riggio Curley has had a great match thus far. She's come off the bench and really provided a spark for Gail Stammer and this Penguin team.
And Coach Stammer is going to bring in Caitlin Van Ryn, the freshman, to serve for Samantha Reigns.
And we've seen this substitution for Stammer quite a bit here, and just what we've seen early on in PacWest play, bringing in Van Ryn to serve for Samantha Reigns.
Here's the serve, deep to Hinderaker, setting up Perry left side. Beautiful kill, game tied at 25. Lancers continue to answer the Penguins' point.
In a much needed set here, the Penguins need to find a way to pull this one out. It's going back and forth. Both teams playing extremely well. Let's see who can get the answer and finish this thing off.
Kwan comes in for Van Ryn. Back to serve is McCord. She's got two service errors. She almost had a service ace, but Steinwand dove to keep it alive over into the Lancer territory. Back set for Perry. Smith with a nice dig. It comes to Pilkerton, and Callen's able to save it and get it over the net, but it went wide. As Pilkerton's swing hit the net, Callen tried to dive and get it over, but it went out of bounds, and now set point for the Lancers.
They never quite got it settled on that possession. Let's see if the Penguins can answer.
It's McCord to serve again. Penguins hanging on for dear life. It's Riggio Curley, nice bump, set. Riggio Curley again, blocked. Lancers have a chance to win it here. Back set to Perry, off balance, kill attempt. Right to Smith, she handles it. Left side set for Pilkerton, hits the net. She's denied. Set number two goes to the Lancers, 27-20. As what a battle that was, back and forth. The Penguins were up by five. They couldn't capitalize and get the set number two. Now they find themselves in the same hole they were against the Sea Lions last night. We'll be right back here on radio.dominican.edu for set number 3.
Good. Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone. They walk on. Flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to the city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jack say, oh yeah, life goes on, long after the thrill of living is gone.
So let it rock, let it roll, let the Bible bell come and save my soul. Hold on to 16 as long as you can. Changes come around real soon, make us women.
Back here at radio.dominican.edu inside the Collins Center for set number three. Unfortunate bounces for the Penguins didn't go their way as they dropped set number two, 27-25. And they dropped set number one, 25-16. So we're going to see how they answer here in set number three. A must-win set like yesterday's match against Point Loma. They were able to win set number three, but then drop set number four. So let's see if they can continue this game here in set number three. Need a victory here, and they're going to call on Samantha Raines, Steinwan, Pilkerton, Callen, Paulson, and Smith. And the libero is going to check in for someone, so let's see who that call is for. And they're going to call in Quan for Callen. So it's going to be Quan, Smith, Steinwan, Paulson, Pilkerton, and Raines for your Dominican Penguins. In the league, the set really took a fall after that timeout. The Penguins were up, I think, 5 points before that timeout from Coach Higa for the Cal Baptist. What did you see coming out of that timeout that made Cal Baptist so successful?
Well, we saw Hackett get 4 straight points. They went to their leader, and that's what you're supposed to do coming out of a timeout to stop the bleeding. And the Lancers were able to get back in set number two. And it will be interesting to see how the Penguins respond here in set three.
And Weber back to serve in set three. Smith, nice set. They get Steinwan going, and she's already on the board with her first kill in set number three. 1-0 Penguins in set three.
And that was effortless. Beautiful back set. Steinwan could run all the way up to the net from her back line, get all that momentum, and a nice kill to start.
Steinwan now 9 kills in this match. She is the match leader for both teams at that 9-kill mark. Nice kill attempt from the Lancers, but sorry, Quan is there. Can they get it over in the third hit? No, they can't. Steinwan tried a running back hit there, tried to get it over the net, but it fell probably 7 feet short. Couldn't get it over the net. 1-1 here in set three.
Well, Hackett had such a hard swing, it ricocheted off Quan, and there was no chance for Steinwan to try to get that over the net.
Back to serve, Hinderaker. She gets it set by Smith. Pilkerton has to run and hit it over, but she can't as it's blocked, put down in front of the face of the Penguins. 2-1 Lancers.
Well, the set was way too wide, and Paulson, her only option was to tip it with her left hand and couldn't do it.
Back to serve again is Hinderaker, the 5'7 sophomore from Long Beach. Go to the back row. Steinwand can't handle it. Once again, struggling off these serves with a passing 3-1 Lancers lead. And really, we talked about it last game against the Sea Lions. What made them successful was when they were able to handle those serves and get Smith an easy set attempt for both Steinwand, Palson, or Callen. Now let's see if they can do it. Steinwand, nice pass there. Palson with the kill. It's hit off the roof. Can they save it? Yes, they can. Hinderaker just dumps it over. Penguins there. Kwan set for Palson again. This time off the block, and it falls out of bounds. Penguin point.
And that's the second time Palson has just gone straight down the line. She hasn't gone cross court. She's just keeping things simple. And that time, she got a nice deflection for the point.
Palson, the team leader in kills, gets her first of the match there. Much needed. Let's see if that gets her going in set number three. Left side kill attempt. That's Hackett. She knocks it down for another kill for the Lancers. 4-2 here in set number three.
And at 6-2, she gets up so high. She can make a decision where she wants her kill attempt to go, down the line or cross court, in a split second.
Seiko back to serve for the Lancers. Steinwand, nice pass there. Smith back set to Pilkerton. Pilkerton gets it over softly, and they're going to call it out of bounds. It did not get in front of that pole there on the net, and the side judge was on that as he waved the flag right away. 5-2, Lancers lead. Seiko back to serve once again. She had a nice run both in set number one and set number two when she was serving. She spins the ball with her palm upward, hits it over. Steinwand, bad pass, but Pilkerton there to chase it down. Steinwand with the back row kill attempt straight into the net. Point to the Lancers. An unfortunate 6-2 deficit here in set number three.
And it all starts from the bad pass. You got to handle serves with control. That time it went wide off Steinwand's hands, and Palson had to chase it down.
Seiko once again finds, this time Kwan. Kwan can't handle the pass as it goes over to the Lancer side. Set, they're going to Perry. Perry into the blocks. Kwan's there. Now Callen with a kill. Nice diving attempt from the Lancers. They get it. Hackett, kill. Good. 7-2. 7-2 for the Lancers here in set number three. They took set one, 25-16. They took set two, 27-25. Looking for another clean sweep here in their fourth Pac West game to stay undefeated. Serve from Seiko, handled by Steinwand. Smith back to Steinwand. She drops in slowly. Nice diving pancake. Callen's there to get the tip over. They're not going to call it over the net. So Callen's going to get the point there as she knocked it back over. Coach Higa was debating whether she reached over the net. Looked like it was kind of close because no one was there, but Callen, nice kill. Serve from Pilkerton, handled by the Lancers. Kill from Perry on the left side, blocked. Smith, quick set. This time the Lancers were there. They get it over on three attempts softly. Steinwand, Smith. Smith, left side to Callen. Callen couldn't get good contact on it. Lancers have it. Hackett, right side. She also doesn't get good contact on it. Kwan, nice cross-court set to Palson. Palson hits it to the left corner. Lancers are there. They try to hit it over on two attempts. Doesn't hit the net. Falls short. Point to the Penguins, 7-4.
Harris tried to go with the sneak attack dump, and that time it just didn't make its way over the net.
Back to serve again is the lefty Pilkerton. She throws it up, hits it over, goes to the right back row. Bad hit by Hinderaker, but they do manage to get it over on three. Pilkerton, nice bump. Smith, cross court, Palson. Palson, kill! Is it in? Yes, they're going to call contact was made on the block. Stays in. Point to the Penguins. Nice kill from Palson. That's two here in set number three.
Again, down the line, just caught enough on the ricochet from Hackett.
7-5, Penguins closing the gap a little here. They go to Hinderaker in the back row. Nice pass. They get a nice attack from Harris, blocked. Lancers have it, back row attack. That is Weber. Nicely done by the Penguins to handle that. Palson once again, she gets it over softly, and no one's there. Miscommunication, the soft kill there. And a point, Penguins 7-6. Coach Higa taking a timeout as the Penguins have crawled back in it. It looked bleak to start the set. Penguins work their way back in, and we'll be back at radio.dominican.edu for more action.
Fill our head full
This is set three here in the Collins Center. Penguins trail 7-6, and they are down two sets to none, so they need a win. Service ace! Pilkington down the line on the left side. Hit ricocheted off the arm. No one there. 7-7. Penguins now tied with four consecutive points. Huge rally.
And Pilkington went quick. Weber and Perry were still in discussion, and she whizzed it right by him.
Pilkington served. Nice pass by the Lancers, but an awkward hit attempt from Hackett, and you don't see that too often. Point Penguins, 8-7 now with the lead. They've got the Lancers reeling a little bit here in set number three.
6-0 run, and that time Hackett jumped up to look like she was going to kill it, but then tried to hit it softly, couldn't do so.
Kill attempt, left side hang in the air. Somehow they get it over. Lancers got it back. Hackett right side off the block of Callen, falls out of bounds. Point for the Lancers as they end the run. After six straight points from the Penguins, score knotted up, 8-8 here in set number three.
And that was unfortunate because Callen had that block timed perfectly. Hackett didn't even have a hard swing, but it ricocheted off Callen awkwardly and out of bounds.
Going back to serve is the 5'9 junior from Saugus, California, Kristen McCord. Her serve up in the air, over. Loguidice checked in, nicely handled there. Back row attempt, Steinwan ripped off, almost hits the roof. They handle it. Right side attack from Perry, diving dig. Smith has it. Now over to Paulson. Paulson just dumps it over on three. They're going left to Weber. Weber down to Steinwan. Steinwan handled it. Callen tries to get it over on two. No good. Penguins have it on their side. They go cross court to Paulson. Paulson just has to get it over as there's a bad set. Right side. That's Perry. Perry nicely dug out by Loguidice. Now Paulson again off the net. Penguins can't chase it down. 9-8, Cal Baptist.
And another crazy rally. And that time it was Perry and Harris putting up the wall against Paulson with a nice block.
You gotta like what you see from this young Penguin team. They're answering a two-set deficit after a heartbreaking set two defeat. And they're really coming out here to play in set number three, down 1 point. Service air. And once again, it's Kristen McCord. She has that nice, fast serve, which is a little risky. And that time, another service air for her. Point to the Penguins tied up at 9-9. Going back to serve is going to be Maddie Paulson. She rests it at the hip, throws it up. It's over, back row, but out of bounds. Has nice communication there from the Lancers. So they trade service airs. Service back to the Lancers, 10-9. Checking in for the Lancers is going to be Kiera Brunson, and going back to serve for the Lancers is Jessica Harris. Paulson there, nice pass. Smith has to run and set it, so Paulson just dumps it over. Lancer attack. Do they go right? Yes, they do. That's Brunson, blocked by Steinwan, and the point falls to the Penguins there as the block ricocheted over to Lancer side. Lancers couldn't chase it down. 10-10.
Steinwan can get up. Brunson 6 feet. And Steinwan sent that back.
Sorry, Kwan with the serve. 10-10 here in set three, and a must-win set for the Penguins. Kill from the right side, knocked down Jenna Perry. The outside hitter from Laguna Hills, California, standing at 6-1. Nice kill, 11-10.
And what you see from the Lancers is once the Penguins get kind of a spark play, they answer right back.
And that's why they are 3-0 in conference play, yet to drop a set. Penguins trying to get that first set victory against the Lancers. Nice kill from Steinwan. She's had a heck of a game here in set number three, showing out to tie things up at 11-11.
Hannah Smith loves that back set, and Steinwan's reading it all day.
Checking in for the Penguins is going to be Pilkington, taking the place of Loguidice. Back to serve is Hannah Smith. Throws it up to the back row. Lancers have it. They're going quickly to the middle blocker position. Pancake dive, is it good? No, they're going to say it hits the floor. So the kill by Brunson in the middle.
Paulson and Kwan both tried to hit the deck and save that ball from hitting the ground. But a nice dump from Brunson.
Checking in for the Lancers is Lauren Hackett, taking the place of Kristen McCord. Back to serve is her outside hitter partner, Michelle Weber. She tosses it up. Goes back row. It's Paulson. Paulson Smith. Smith over to Steinwan. Into the block and falls down. Point Penguins.
She's bringing it tonight. And from that left side, it seems like she's so comfortable. That's back-to-back kills from Steinwan.
Score knotted at 12-12 here in set number three. Penguins need to win the fourth set four. Steinwan throws it up. Nice top spin. Back row. Nice pass. Handled it. Back row attempt. Weber off the top of the net. Falls inbounds. Point to the Lancers.
And Steinwan was in position, but once that ball hit the net, it just died right in front of her. Checking nothing in. Steinwan could do.
Checking in, Jessica Harris, the 6-foot sophomore from San Diego. Back to serve is the libero, Hinderaker. She throws it up, gets it over, diving dig from Steinwan. Reigns tries to put it over, hits the top of the net, not strong enough. 14-12, Lancers lead.
She had the right idea. Kosiko was caught out of position a little too far back, and Reigns tried to go with the sneak attack tip, but just caught the net and fell backwards.
Hinderaker back to serve again. She goes back row. Steinwan's there. They quick set for Reigns again. Hinderaker's there to chase it down. Left side, Hackett, Hackett, long. No, they're going to call it, hit the line. Hackett gets the point, 15-12.
So much control. We rarely see Hackett miss a kill attempt, and it looked a little deep, but caught the line.
Lancers tend to gap themselves here. A three-point run makes it 15-12 in set three. Awkward handle for Steinwan, but they do happen to get it over. Lancers have it. They're setting up back row attack for Weber. And another one that just hits the line. Two kills in a row for the Lancers that hit that back row line, that white line here at the Collins Center. Point Lancers 16-12.
Weber and Hackett are both at 6-2. And so when they go with those back row kills, they have enough downward bite to get the back line.
You've got to stop the bleeding here. Who do they call on? It's Palson on the left side. She goes right into the block. Ball bounces out of bounds. Point Penguins. 16-13. Thought they were going to call on Steinwan again, but they go the other way to Palson. And she's answered hugely here in this third set with three kills alone in this third set. Reigns back to serve. Callen checked in for the Penguins. Serve. They go over the top of Callen. Smith couldn't get there on the dive. Point to the Lancers, 17-13.
And that was a beautiful play by Harris. That was a no-look tip. She looked like she was going to tip it towards the right side, where every Penguin was, it seemed like, and then went to the left, where Pilkerton was the only Penguin there.
Seiko goes back row to Palson. Smith with the set. They go to Callen over her head, but Palson does a nice job adjusting, running over there to get it over. Hinderaker sets up Hackett. Palson's there. Can they handle the pass? No, it's going to go out of bounds. Palson, there's just too much fury on that one. She couldn't handle it. 18-13, Lancers lead. And once again, back to serve Seiko. Her serve has proven to be an issue for this Penguin back line. Stands all the way back at the wall. Runs up. A couple feet, hits it over. Steinwan, another awkward handle. Smith's there to run it down. Palson just dumps it over softly. Set backwards to Perry. Perry kill. Is it in bounds? They're going to call out of bounds, but they're going to say that the Penguins made contact with it. Unfortunate there, as a point goes to the Lancers. Now we're going to have a little bit of confrontation here.
You got it. It looked like the scoreboard had put it for the Penguins, but now a point to the Lancers.
19-13, Lancers lead. Seiko once again serving, coming in for Stammer, and the Penguins is going to be Marshall, the freshman from Oregon. Back to serve, they get it over softly. Steinwan, nice dig. Callen with the kill. Lancers there. They go left side to Hackett. Hits the pole there, it looked like, but no. Palson dives. Point to the Lancers as they come into the red zone now, 20-13.
And Hackett just had a soft tip. It ricocheted off the left arm of Madison Marshall and then hit off of Hannah Smith's shoulder. Penguins were scrambling, couldn't get the ball over the net.
20-13, rainbow serve, hits the top of the net, couldn't get it over. Service error, maybe what the Penguins needed here, 20-14. And this set three was tied 12 apiece here before the timeout from Cal Baptist. They came out, answered with 8 points, and the Penguins have only reeled off two here. An 8-2 run makes it 20-14 here in set three. Penguins need to win to continue this match. Pilkerton back to serve, Hinderaker, nice back set. Goes to Hackett on the right side. Pilkerton in the right position, but couldn't get the handle. 21-14.
I know it's early, but it looks like Hackett and Levitt are going to battle it out for Conference Player of the Year here.
We've seen two great outside hitters come into the Collins Center in these last 2 days, and right there, Hackett with another nice kill. She's back to serve. Sorry, Kwan, nice handle from the back row. Callen has to run and get the kill attempt. She goes cross court and finds it inbounds. What a running attack there from Callen. Didn't get much air on her jump there, but nicely positioned to that right back corner white line. Gets the point, 21-15.
And Hackett just said that was my ball, as she didn't hustle back from her service position in time.
Back to serve, Palson. She goes back right corner. Lancers have it right side. That's Perry. Perry into the block, and it falls. Point Lancers, 22-15, just 3 points away from taking this match and moving to 4-0 in conference play. They took the first match, and they took the first set, 25-16. Took the second one, 27-25. Now up 22-15 here in a decisive, what could be a decisive third set. Back row, Palson bumps it over. Lancers have it. Set for Weber. Weber had to get it over. It was a poor set. Now Steinwan with the kill. They need it. Dug out by the Lancers. They're going to Weber. Weber runs, just gets it over as they didn't get another good set. Smith back to Callen. Callen back row, handled by the Lancers. They go back set to Perry. Perry goes to the left corner. Loguadice's there. Steinwan finds the cross corner net. I mean, line, and gets the point. 22-16.
She's gone cross court, back row, down the line. Everything has been on point for Steinwan. She's been the bright spot tonight for the Penguins.
She's having a career day here. Just a freshman, but showing out against the Lancers. 22-16, back row handled. They go left side, Weber, Weber kill. That's too easy, 23-16. Nice set, perfect time. Weber knocks it down, nothing the Penguins can do. Just a perfectly executed play for the Lancers. Checking in for them to serve is going to be Lauren Davis, the 5'9 freshman from Lake Arrowhead, California. She's back to serve, bounces it a couple times, throws it up, gets it over to Pallison. Pallison Smith, Smith over left side. Steinwan once again, keep going to her because it's working, 23-17.
Beautiful set from Smith. Steinwan once again, back right corner, found an opening. Beautiful placement on her kill.
Checking in for the Penguins is going to be Pilkerton taking the place of Loguadice. Serving is Hannah Smith. She finds Weber. Weber with a nice set, but then look who knocked it over, Jordan Seiko. Samantha Raines couldn't get the block, and Seiko found the point, 24-17. And this is match point here as California Baptist looking to move to 4-0 in conference play. Checking in is Hackett. Back to serve, Weber. Can the Penguins force a fourth set? They're going to need to make a nice little run here. Weber, serve, soft. Diving dig, out of bounds. Penguins couldn't handle it. Service ace to end set number three as the Lancers take it 3-0. First one was 25-16. Second set was 27-25. Third set, 25-17. And really, I think the game changed in set number two when the Penguins had a big lead at a nice six-point lead going into the timeout with 3 points left to go. They couldn't close it out. They lost at 27-25, and I think so that's where the game was lost.
Well, that just kills your mindset when you lose an emotional set like that. Going for the upset, it could have been one apiece, tied. Instead, you go down 2-0. And California Baptist, they know how to really shut down and stomp on your throat when it's time, because they don't make too many errors. And if you do, they're going to make you pay. And they got two dynamic players in Hackett and Weber, both 6'2 on the outside. They're a tough, dynamic duo to stop.
Penguins had their chances. We've talked about it. They started a little poorly in the first set. This set, in set three, they were tied 12 apiece before, again, another run that the Lancers made. They ended up gapping it to a 25-17 set three victory. But they will be back once again tomorrow, so their third game in 3 days, their third home game in 3 days, they're going to be taking on Azusa Pacific, who right now is 2-1 in conference play, so another good opponent coming into the Collins Center tomorrow. That's going to be at 7 o'clock, and Stu Horn will have the call at radio.dominican.edu. For Mike Temple and Alex Swan, good night, everyone. Tune in tomorrow at radio.dominican.edu. It used to be my-